This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Kyle's taking a ton of extra swings, and you know, everyone's, you know, not only conversations with, you know, people here, but people he's been with in the past. And I mean, I think that it's hard to get out of a slump sometimes, and you know, hopefully it happens soon. But yeah, I guess I would say there's definitely some urgency to get out of it, but it just hasn't happened yet.
We're going to Six Flags. That's all I heard. That was Jed Hoyer before the game.
Can they get the old Six Flags man to pinch hit today?
Every Cubs
better
comment
Brew, huh?
Before the game today now has to be to this song.
By the way, today is a perfect day to be at Six Flags. Kids are back in school. It's a weekday. The weather's not great. That means the lines are going to be shorter. Might not even need a fast pass on a day like today.
Hey now. Hear what he says now.
I'm just saying.
I can't. Okay, so getting back to the topic at hand, which frankly does need a little levity in my opinion.
I think it needs a lot of levity because it's kind of depressing hearing Kyle Tucker explain how he feels about everything that's going on versus how we all feel about everything that's going on.
Yes. So the Cubs announced after the game. Well, I don't even know if announced is the right word. Craig Counsell said they had to do something about Kyle Tucker's lack of production, and we heard the Boo Birds out at Wrigley yesterday. And as I understand, we have somebody who is at the game on the line. 312-644-6767 is our number. Mike in Peoria joins us. Mike, you're on with Bernstein. Ha ha. You're on with Rahimi and Harris.
What?
Hey Leila and Marshall. I did enjoy the game at first yesterday. I was taking my girlfriend for her first game ever, and I'm like been gone for 50 years. And I was telling her about all the – sometimes you have exciting games, but sometimes you have those games that really suck, you know, and I think that's what happened. But I was in the center field bleachers, left field bleachers, I guess, and there was too many times, three times I know for sure the cheer, let's go Brewers came up, and all everybody did really fast was boo, try to shout them and stuff. But there was a time also I never boo. I've never booed in my life, but – I was there, and I kind of feel like you can affect the mental part of these guys, and I don't like the boo. But there was one boo that came up, and I didn't say the B part, but I did the part. I mean, I was just like, it just needed to be said. It was like an instinct. And,
wow.
You know, that they should be rotating four outfielders. They get three guys that are subject to slumps now that Tucker's doing his slump, but you know Suzuki goes in slumps. Pete's had slumps. Hap's had slumps. You know, so why don't you rotate one more guy in? And the 69 Cubs fell because they didn't ever rotate. They didn't rotate. You know, it's just August. You're playing doubleheaders, and you're playing every day, and you haven't hit in 2 weeks.
Mike? I think you are not the first person to bring up the 69 Cubs. I feel like that's been brought up on our text line a couple times as well. And that's pretty bad if you were forced to at least ooh, but you couldn't be. But that was as close as you've gotten to booing a game.
I was saying Booers.
But like the whole thing is he wanted to boo so badly, but he didn't want to be rude. I think that's the lesson there. But he's like, you know what? They deserve at least the ooh.
We've been there. We've been there when there's been, in a game, a collective murmur that comes from the crowd when they react to something that was pretty bad. Like,
you
like,
ooh that man.
You hear it, though. You hear the consternation. I also want to go back to something that we were talking about a little bit earlier. And the morning show actually touched on this, too. We were at the game, so we didn't hear it. But this was from the marquee broadcast yesterday. The respected, and I appreciate him greatly, Jim DeShays, talking about the criticism surrounding Kyle Tucker and the rest of the Cubs offense.
Can I just make a point here?
I'd love
talking
it
about
if you
Kyle
would.
Tucker. Earlier in the year, Kyle Tucker was doing really well, and so were the Cubs. A lot of guys were hot. And there was this narrative out here that his presence in the lineup was making all these guys better hitters. And now I'm starting to hear the fact that he's struggling is the reason why some of the other Cub hitters are struggling. I say to you, my good people, neither of those are true. Kyle being a good hitter didn't make anybody else a good hitter. Kyle getting on base all the time and slugging all the time provided opportunities for other people to drive in runs and do good things. He doesn't, one player's ability doesn't impact another player's ability, at least my opinion. So there, I'm going to climb down off my soapbox now and enjoy the ball game, everybody.
I understand why he said it. But unfortunately, it's just not presenting that way.
Also, I strongly disagree with the idea that lineup presence does not matter. If you have a hitter that you have to actually worry about, pitch around, and now you have to give better pitches to the pitcher, whether it's in front of you, behind you, around you, that makes your offense more potent. It just does.
But for example, Mike and Peoria was right. There are hitters that are all of a similar boom and bust pattern in the outfield. They do slump. They right now are slumping at the same time. That's the exact thing you don't want to happen. It should not all be dependent in result on what you've seen. They had two hits yesterday. You felt like it was chapter, verse, game over when it came to them not having any sort of scoring with the bases loaded early in the game, and then we saw what happened after that. That's not how you want to address a team making a playoff run. That's not how you want to address a team who's trying to win a division against their biggest division rival, who, as we've mentioned, is an absolute buzzsaw. Come on, they've won 14 out of 15 games thanks to that 7-0 outburst yesterday. And here we are talking about the Cubs struggling when they, at the beginning of the season, if I had told you this is what was going on with Kyle Tucker and this is the result right now, you wouldn't have been happy about it.
No, absolutely not. Even if you had been in a position to go to the playoffs as a wild card team, I think the big thing you have to understand is with Kyle Tucker, a healthy Kyle Tucker, and a at the top of his game Kyle Tucker in the lineup, your slug goes way up, number one. Also, when Kyle Tucker hits extra base hits, specifically homers, the Cubs have an outstanding winning percentage.
It's that part of it. Like, here we are talking about singles, and this has been something that we've talked about, frankly, the entire season in some way, shape, or form, outside of April and May. Outside of April and May. Let's not forget they went 500 the month of June. And, you know, what was the first thing that Craig Counsell talked about in that two-game set against the Dodgers in Japan? How they had four home runs in that game, was it four, and his team had six singles.
Right.
Or it was something along those lines. Like, it was number for number. But the point being, they were hitting home runs, his team was hitting singles. Now we see the late stage result of what we're seeing yesterday with just two hits, one of them belonging to the guy you just called up, the other one belonging to Seiya Suzuki, who you hope isn't married to Kyle Tucker's success. You hope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
No, and it's not just me saying this. Jim Deshaies is talking about one thing, Kyle Tucker not having that big of an effect on the offense. What about Dustin Kelly? Would that be a viable voice?
The literal Cubs hitting coach, as Robbie Triano pointed out in our group thread.
Listen to what he had to say on June 28th about Kyle Tucker in the lineup.
Right away, you can just go to the back of the baseball card and look at some of the accolades that he's gotten and just what he's been able to do in this league for a number of years. And then you put that in your lineup surrounded by your players and guys like Happ and Suzuki and Dansby and even Pete and all of our guys, they just get better around him because of how pitchers have to attack him and teams have to game plan for that exact at bat throughout the game. And it gives us some pretty good matchups with the bullpen because they have to really plan on how they're going to get Kyle Tucker out. And they're having to start to do that with Seiya now and even Pete. And you're seeing it just kind of roll down the bottom of the lineup.
Bump, bump, bump.
Would you say Dustin Kelly and I are aligned based on what I just said? Now, I hadn't heard that sound. I was just told we had some sound. But, like, that's exactly the opposite of what Jim Deshaies just said. And Dustin Kelly and I are aligned.
Both can be true. I love JD. He's forgotten more baseball than I'll ever know.
Same.
Both
same.
Can be true. But bottom line is, the record is what it says it is.
And Kyle Tucker, I don't think anyone told him yet that he might not be playing in game two. That's the other thing. I'm still stuck on that.
We don't know if he's playing game two. And frankly, at this rate, we don't even know if there is going to be a game two. How many times are we going to try to shift swap with the afternoon show?
Oh.
Do we get our actual shift tomorrow? We do, right?
We're back at this usual time tomorrow.
There's no way to
know. How many times this season have we said, it wasn't supposed to rain yet? Cue the curb theme.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of shifts.
We look outside, we're like, wait, I thought it wasn't supposed to rain until later.
Speaking of shifts, though, we have better, like, news, I think. Or
oh, does that mean the Vangabus is coming?
Better energy coming, because you know who's joining the show next?
The old man in the Six Flags commercials?
No. Anthony Heron is not an old man.
He does love to dance, though.
Yes.
He thinks he's like accepting the fact that he might be a little older.
I think I'm accepting the fact that I might be a little older too.
All right. Well, let's also accept the passing of time, which I don't want to do either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.